Boa.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
See, I can't even get good music on the show. Welcome to the program. You hear me saying you can't always get what you want. So all I asked was for a decent version of it. Instead, I get a tinny version. It sounds like it's an AM car radio, like a 1955 Chrysler on a used car lot. But that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? You get the best. So here's the show now. Bush undercuts Trump a month into the presidency after keeping his bumbling mouth shut on Obama for 8 years. Can you believe this? Bush, you know, the bumbler. He undercut President Trump 1 month into the presidency after keeping his bumbling mouth shut about Obama for 8 straight years. Majority of Americans believe press is too hard on Donald Trump, according to every poll. What do you expect to hear from the speech tonight, State of the Union? Of course, I expect to see the dignified Democrats either walking out, turning their backs, or kneeling on the floor. That's what I expect from Nancy Pelosi. I guess they're going to get knee pads and cushions to sit on the hard floor of Congress as a sort of sit-in. You know, that's what they're famous for. All of the millionaires and billionaires with these next to their names, making believe that they're the downtrodden and the oppressed. How will the Dems react before and during the speech? I think we already know. They're going to call for his impeachment before he even starts. Schmuck Ellison, the Islamist from Michigan, who they wanted to make the head of the DNC. Ellison says there's grounds for impeachment. But what are the grounds for impeachment, Ellison? That he banned people from 7 countries known to produce terrorists? Will Trump go after both parties tonight? I'm sure he's going to do the fake news attack, by the way. He's not going to stop. Now, of course, the media gushed over Obama's first speech before Congress. We already know that the script has been written before Trump even opens his mouth, that it was terrible, inarticulate, didn't move anyone. It's already been written at the New York Times. It's been written for months now. And who do you trust to get your news? Of course, you're going to say, I trust you, Mike. But I don't make the news. I read the news, and then I interpret it for you. I'm not a news maker. I'm basically a news interpreter is what I am. But you have to ask yourself, has the media moved from being merely a fifth column to more of a sixth column in what they're doing to Donald Trump? I don't even know what a sixth column is. I know what the fifth column is. I studied the Spanish Civil War. But now that I'm studying the war against Trump, that is the war against Trump's war, I realize there's now a sixth column, seventh column, eighth column, and ninth column. Why is the mainstream media so against Trump when Obama tapped their phones and forced news agencies to bury stories? Let me repeat that. Obama created the greatest police surveillance state that the world had ever seen. And yet the worms in the mainstream media hate Trump. That's the way it is. Trump says that Obama is behind the protests against him. Well, what can he do about it? Nothing. We know Obama's behind it. A Muslim was appointed chaplain over an army division. Is there anything wrong with this? How will the troops react? Let me read that again. A Muslim has been appointed a chaplain over an entire army division. What would that be? Who would do a thing like that? I don't know. I really don't know. I think here's another story I really want to do to open the show. Of course, you can call me on any of this. We're all nervously awaiting the speech, which we're not going to hear for hours. I was reading this morning that Trump has dining habits that are horrible, déclassé, which is that he was seen dining out in secret Saturday night at the BLT Prime Steakhouse in his new flagship property, the Trump Hotel in D.C. I can't wait to go there. And he ordered, as usual, a very well-done New York strip steak with a side of ketchup, according to the Independent Journal Review. Now, apparently, the snotty foodies were appalled. How could he turn an aged, grass-fed, $54 cut of beefsteak into a rawhide shoe with ketchup? And so, of course, all of the snotty people went crazy. But if you actually look at it, it makes sense to eat ketchup with steak. You should understand that ketchup is a very powerful condensed source of lycopene. And lycopene is a very powerful antioxidant. In fact, I know a man whose father lived to 98, and I asked him, to what do you think he owed his longevity? And without prompting, he said ketchup. He ate it on everything. I swear to God. Lycopene is a very powerful antioxidant. And secondly, other presidents had comfort foods that were equally weird. Barack Obama, what do you think he ate? Vegan? He loved Franz smoked salted caramels. Did you know that? You never saw a story about that. Barry Obama loved Franz smoked salted caramels. And never forget the First Lady. I mean, we're not talking about First Lady's dining habits because we don't know what they are. Except with Michelle, we know what they were. She was the queen of the fries by her own admission. She told the kids to eat vegan while she ate fries. Okay, go figure. George Bush ate cheeseburger pizza. Bill Clinton, jalapeno cheeseburgers. George H.W. Bush liked pork rinds with Tabasco. That's tasty. Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans. Richard Nixon loved cottage cheese with ketchup. Is that true? Cottage cheese with ketchup. Well, it's a balanced diet. If he put some chives on it, he'd have almost the three food groups right there. Harry Truman, who dropped two bombs on Japan, liked steak well done. Now, Trump has never been known to be a particularly healthy eater. Everyone knows that about them. During the campaign, he filled up on junk food, Domino's, KFC, and McDonald's. He was alleged to have enjoyed Big Macs served on silver trays on his private jet. I got to try that. Big Macs on a private jet. What's wrong with that idea? It's better than most airline food. Now, since being elected as president, Mr. Trump has reverted to his regular meat and potatoes regimen, occasionally a little piece of fish. So I don't think he gets 7 to 13 cups of vegetables every day. I don't either. Do you? His favorite snacks are Keebler Vienna Fingers and Lay's potato chips washed down with a Diet Coke. Well, it's better than being a rummy. He has no exercise. As you know, the bumbler, George Bush, stayed in great shape by mountain biking regularly. A lot of good it did him. He still couldn't finish a sentence without stumbling on it. Old Ronald Reagan chopped wood. And Obama was a workout junkie. Well, of course he was. A narcissist. What else would he be? Where else could he look at himself in eight mirrors? The most exercise that President Trump gets is on the golf course once a week. And most of the time he rides in a cart. In September, at a taping of a television show, President Trump apparently revealed that he weighs 236 pounds and stands 6'3", according to New York Daily News. But later it was reported that he was actually 267 pounds. So what? What's wrong with that? He's a very powerful man. I had dessert with him. He presents stronger, by the way, than you could imagine. He's a big guy. That's your problem, too? Maybe you could impeach him because he doesn't eat a vegan diet. There you go, Ellison. Maybe Nancy Pelosi can impeach him for that. She's ready for impeachment. Now, we'll go on to less important stuff. I get that. But I thought this was funny, and I thought I'd read it to you. You can't always get what you want, can you? So what are you supposed to do when you can't? You get the next best thing. But as Sigmund Freud taught me a long time ago, I didn't know him personally, but he taught it to me anyway through his writings. Sigmund Freud, the great psychiatrist and philosopher, wrote that if one day you wake up and find out that you're only walking on one arm and one leg, meaning you're psychologically not perfect, you know what he said you'd do? He said, learn to walk on one arm and one leg. That's good advice. Instead of complaining about the bad arm and the bad leg, walk on the one good arm and one good leg, right? In other words, hobble if you can't run, but don't stop running or don't stop hobbling. I have no idea why I'm telling you all of this, but I figure you need it anyway. You need this stuff. Everybody needs this. DHS chief assures Virginia governor that only illegals and criminal enterprises will be deported. That's a good start. The DHS chief is assuring the Virginia governor, who is a left-wing commie, that only illegals and criminal enterprises will be deported. I think that's a good idea. I'll go on record and say it again. Shall I say it again? Any hard-working illegal alien who has a regular job should not be deported. I'm sorry. I know many of you say I'm not a purist. You want them all deported? That sounds good. It plays to the audiences out there. But you and I both know that the bums in America are not going to do the jobs that they're doing. You know, you're going to do the gardening? You're going to do the roofing? You're going to pick the vegetables? You're going to be the nanny? No, you're not going to be that. Now, of course, the real answer here is to cut welfare back by 50% immediately. If you do that, 50% of the illegals will leave the country because they won't have a free ride. and it'll make many Americans who are lazy and living on welfare look for something to do other than collect welfare checks and visit doctors for free. That's all. What do you want to talk about? I myself am having an energy drink right now on ice because I drank three bad glasses of Pinot Grigio. Now, Pinot Grigio is to white wine as Nancy Pelosi is to a sane person. It doesn't exactly match, but it sort of makes the point. What shall I say? Pinot Grigio in a chain Italian restaurant is the equivalent of Nancy Pelosi trying to read the Declaration of Independence without stepping on her tongue while sucking on a candy. What shall I say? None of that makes sense. Now let's talk about Barfly. I mean Conway. Have you seen those pictures? A shocker. A nightmare. I turned on a Drudge Report before the show. I said, it can't get worse than this. Does anyone know this woman's nuts? Has anyone seen the picture of Kellyanne Conway with her legs spread? I swear to God, there's black, dignified black people from black colleges in the Oval Office. There's Kellyanne Conway with her legs splayed open on the... I'm not making it up. How can anyone do this and not be taken out with a white butterfly net? Somebody has to take her out and say, Kellyanne... You know, like throw a sheet over her, quietly take her out and say, there, there, dear, it'll be okay. It's too much for you, we understand. But legs spreading in front of a group of dignified gentlemen visiting the White House? Something's wrong with this picture. Now, I know you'd rather talk about well-done steak with ketchup, but I'd rather talk about a well-done Kellyanne Conway, who was roasted a long time. This woman is off the charts nuts. She is an embarrassment to the Trump administration. Right or wrong? I know you're going to defend her and say, I'm picking on a woman, so don't call me. I'm not picking on a woman. I'm picking on a nutcase who is making a mockery of the presidency itself. Okay, you don't agree with me. Dino on WABC, look at this. Look at all the topics I brought up, and look what Dino was calling about from New York City. Dino, what are you on that you'd call on it? Okay, go ahead. What's your topic, Dino?
Yeah, I want to talk about Kellyanne. There's a different take if you take a look at that picture. First of all, most of the time, white females and whites in general and with a large room full of blacks are always a certain amount of uncomfortableness. The fact, that's a very relaxed pose. Now, all things considered there, okay, maybe it was a little undignified, but basically she
Hold it. We're all talking about the picture, which is on the front of the Drudge Report, where Counselor to President Kellyanne Conway is seen looking at her iPhone, like an eight-year-old, kneeling on the couch with her legs behind her, and I'm sorry to say her thighs quite spread open as though she's trying to flash some guy. What is this about? As the president is meeting with leaders of historically black universities, that's an appropriate way to pose?
No, it's not. But if you look at it, that says that she was very relaxed and comfortable in her position and also with the room full of blacks, if you look at it from that angle. It might not be dignified, but she was very relaxed in that situation.
Dina, are you yourself an African-American?
Yes, sir.
And you find this not appalling?
No, let's put it this way. The direction that the Trump White House is going, they're actually breaking all sorts of the normal norms, part of the drain the swamp context. In other words...
So in draining the norms, it's okay for a woman to spread her legs in front of a group of dignitaries. I see. That makes sense. You know, so you break all norms. Next, we'll have a striptease show on the desk.
No. If her skirt was shorter like that, that much of...
I'm looking at the picture! It's gaping! Her legs are open!
Listen...
It's like she's stoned out of her gourd! Does she understand what the world is... This came up in a British newspaper, Daily Mail. The whole world is saying the woman's nuts.
She's doing no different than all the other modern women nowadays.
Oh, really?
You'll be surprised.
You think another woman would sit in the White House like that with her legs on the couch? First of all, her legs behind her on the couch with her heels dug into the couch unto itself is an embarrassment, isn't it?
Yeah, but at least she had her shoes off, Doctor. Being seriously like that.
No, her heels are digging into the fabric. There's a close-up.
Okay.
She's sitting on the office furniture in her heels. The heels are digging into the back of the couch. You have to see this picture. I'm outraged.
I understand.
I think her conduct as an advisor... is beyond the beyond. This is the last straw for me. I mean, look, if we mocked the Hollywood idiots yesterday on this show as I did for inappropriate statements, inappropriate behavior, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Just because she works for Trump doesn't mean that she's above criticism, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, you're a good sport. You want a copy of a book that's breaking records already called Trump's War?
Most certainly, Doctor, I'd be honest.
Well, okay, it's already selling. It's pretty big. My publisher finally told me. I had no idea. Because everybody wants to get the book in order to read the book and show the book and fight the war for the agenda. Let's not fool around here. There's a revolution going on, and either we win it or we lose it. If we lose it, we're finished. Trump's War is the Bible of this revolution. I wrote it. Okay, I'll take your calls when I come back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, here's some news stories if you want to go from steak and ketchup and leg spreading. Daily Mail, millennial bowel cancer crisis. Young people are four times more likely to develop the disease than previous generations due to their terrible diets. I can talk a lot about that one. Grenade attack in Swedish suburb leaves one injured. That's, of course, in the Muslim suburb of Malmo. But don't tell that to the Democrats who say that there's no crime in Sweden. 73% of Bulgarians want to end Muslim immigration. You heard about Bulgar wheat, didn't you? It's nothing to do with this story, but I'm just trying to give you some idea where Bulgaria is. No one knows where Bulgaria is. It's like you say Bulgaria. They kind of know it's somewhere in Europe, but no one knows what Bulgaria is, who the Bulgarians are, why they ate Bulgar wheat. It's like Hungary. No one knows where Hungary is. You say Hungary, Hungarians. No one knows where that is. They're like all mixed up. Bulgaria, Hungary. No one knows. It's in that area, the Balkans, I guess. But 73% of them want to end Muslim immigration. I guess they're not that stupid. They're more sense than the Democrats. Meanwhile, we have a report that Russian diplomats keep dying unexpectedly. Oh, boy. Six of them since November. I'm not even going to touch that story. I really don't want to eat polonium prosciutto the next time I go to North Beach. Meanwhile, tonight is the big speech again. We have no idea what he's going to say, why he's going to say it, how he's going to say it. We don't know what the reaction is going to be, but we'll keep talking about it even though we don't know what he's going to say. Democrats are bringing dreamers to Trump's address to Congress. Isn't that nice? Nancy Pelosi could probably wash the feet of an illegal alien in the halls of the Congress tonight. Just give her a little Pope thing.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Yeah, people are calling, you know, all the stories I did already today. They're calling about Conway with the legs, with the legs back on the couch. You have to see the picture. I know it's on the Drudge Report from England. God, what's this Mardi Gras mayhem? Another car drives into the crowd. Who would go to a Mardi Gras? What would you go there for? It's like the running of the bulls in reverse. Instead of running away from bulls, you're running away from drunks and cars. I guess that's the reason people go. It's a chance of getting killed in New Orleans. Great. If the car doesn't get you, you'll get killed by a thug in one of the side streets. Nice city. I enjoyed it when I was at the Super Bowl. I came away with my life in my hands. I walked out in the middle of the Super Bowl. The minute Beyonce started to sing, I left the stadium. Oh, did I make a mistake. Remember that story? My son got me tickets. He said, you left the Super Bowl? I couldn't stand Beyonce number one. That was number one. She looked like a striptease artist. That was A. Number B, I wasn't interested in the game. I'm not a sports personality. I walk out of the stadium. I walk onto an empty street outside the stadium. It was eerie. It was like the day the earth stood still. And the hotel was like a mile away. I couldn't get a cab, nothing. So I'm walking. I realize it's one of the most violent cities in the world. I said, you idiot, you. What are you doing out here? It was too late to go back in. I think there was a guardian angel with me because as God is my witness, out of nowhere, a guy, a young white guy on a on one of those things that's like a pedicab comes by. Would you like a ride, sir? It was like a dream. Sure, I'll take a ride. How much? Whatever it costs, just take me to X. And the guy told me his whole story. He came from a fairly wealthy family in New York. Grandfather had money, and he's like a, you know, kid didn't want to be with the family, blah, blah. So here he is riding a coolie now. That's better than being in the grandfather's, aura. With money? Being a coolie in New Orleans riding a tricycle? I don't know. People do crazy things. Mardi Gras mayhem. It's a great city. You know, I said when I was there, what San Francisco pretends to be, New Orleans is. In other words, the street artists in New Orleans are the street artists. Real street artists. The musicians are awesome. San Francisco has fake New Orleans artists in the street. There are no street artists. Everything's canned. Everything in San Francisco is ersatz, including the prosciutto. I won't let that one go. The prosciutto is going to be like a punchline now for a few days after the tan prosciutto that looked like parchment. A wonderful restaurant. Thanks. Great. Nice shot. So prosciutto is the Nancy Pelosi of ham. And I'm trying to come up with things that work. Does that really work? Oh, no. I got it. Nancy Pelosi's had so many Botox treatments, she looks like prosciutto in the restaurant I ate in North Beach the other day. That works. All she needs is a man tan, and it'll be the same thing. The same, okay, let's stop the bashing women. I get it. Does anyone understand what I'm talking about? Am I talking in code, like in jargon now? I'm into one of my raps now, and that's what I feel like doing. I don't feel like getting rational. Must I get rational? Must I go rational and literal and straight down the line, left brain? I can't do it. State of the Trump is tonight. Pelosi will be there with a papal foot bath wash. Maybe she ought to wash her mouth out first before the feet of the illegal aliens. Would that work? Kellyanne with the legs. That's all people are calling about. I'm telling you, you got to see the picture. I don't understand how you cannot be sick over this. This is a finished job. This, you yank her off the stage. Where is the Trump family on this one? Let's say she is relaxed for a minute. Okay, let's take the other side. She didn't mean to look vulgar with her legs spread, with a short skirt, with her feet back digging into the sofa. Let's say it was just a relaxed pose for an 8-year-old. Is that appropriate behavior for a woman to do in an Oval Office, and she's not alone, she's filled with dignified black men from colleges? What is she doing? You know there's a little bit of a sexual thing there. Don't tell me she didn't know what she was doing. The first thing any girl learns is about that. Let me be very blunt with you. Any girl who has a mother teaches her how to sit on a couch. That's number one. In an Oval Office? No one makes a mistake like that. That's on purpose. I'm sorry. WBOB in Jacksonville. Jesse, am I correct? Is there something inappropriate about the way she's sitting in that picture?
Without question. And I think that your earlier caller was so, he was trying so hard to defend his anti-Trump view that, he was very offensive. I'm a modern woman, and there is no way that that has anything to do with what she was doing.
Which side are you on? You're saying it's okay for her to sit with her legs splayed like that, with her heels dug into the couch in the Oval Office?
Absolutely not. He was wrong. He said that, I think it was just what most modern women do. That's just the same as most modern women. That's absolutely incorrect. That's offensive. I'm a modern woman. You know, it has nothing to do with comfort. You know, that's just inappropriate. My parents taught me how to behave as a woman, as a child, as a girl, and I teach those values to my daughter. And, you know, you shouldn't be wearing a short skirt anyway. You should be wearing appropriate clothing, and you should be comfortable and be appropriate, especially in a room full of...
Some of the black college leaders appear to be surprised by Conway's behavior in the Oval Office. She's kneeling on the couch now, taking a picture of them. It doesn't make sense. There are official presidential photographers. What is she doing?
And, you know, I haven't seen this picture, but...
Then we can't talk about it.
This picture, but I cannot believe for one moment...
And she can't comb her hair? It would be too hard for her to brush the hair once in a while? The hair has to hang down like a mop?
You know, I just don't think it's a problem.
All right, look, what can you do? I'm not bashing her. I think that she's embarrassing the president and the presidency. I could say some things, I guess I could, in a certain way. The president likes her, I'll be very honest with you. He thinks very highly of her. I'll be very, very frank with you. Yes, her name did come up. He thinks she's great, a tough fighter for him. He's the decider. She's been under fire since her Bowling Green massacre comments, as well as her on-screen endorsement of Ivanka Trump brand fashion products. And truthfully, she's been pushed a little bit to the side. Now, what about the old picture of Obama grinning with his feet on the table? Very relaxed with the feet up on the table. Is that the same thing? No. In other words, Obama disrespected the Oval Office himself by putting his feet up on the desk, and we criticized him, didn't we? So what is wrong with me saying that was inappropriate of Obama? It showed disrespect for the Oval Office. And saying the same thing about Kellyanne Conway. She's disrespecting the dignity of the Oval Office there. Okay, look, I don't want to go on and on about it, but I will. Same couch that Obama sat on, slouched, leaning back. He was skinny, man. All the damage he did. For a skinny guy like that, look at the damage he could do. It's not the size of the guy. Look what a mosquito can do. So what's the difference if the guy's 300 pounds or 130? A mosquito can give you a bite, and you get an anopheles can give you one sting, and you get malaria. Or like elephantiasis. Vanessa on WD. I'm in a goofy mood. I feel great. I don't know why. Felt terrible when I woke up. I didn't sleep all night. Nightmares, one after the other last night. A combination of things, psychological, food, wine, the time of the year, the allergies. It doesn't matter because the fact is you don't really need that much sleep. At the end of the day, sleep is a waste of time. Most of us think we need 8 hours of sleep. You don't. Look at how special forces can operate for 3 days in a row and kill people. What do they need sleep for? Take an energy drink or an energy bar. You go out and kill some Islamo-fascist. What's the difference? No, we don't need as much sleep. Then the garbage truck woke me up this morning at like 6:30. I knew it was coming. I hate the garbage truck. It's like the milkman serenade with me, but it's the garbage man serenade. I don't want to argue with them. I just got up. The sun was coming up. It's gorgeous. The cherry blossoms are in bloom out here. Man, is it beautiful. God made such a beautiful earth. So you get up and you greet the day. You have a cup of coffee. Feed the dog. He's not eating a lot. The dog is getting older. It's scary. You ever see like a glue horse? Like in the old days, like what a glue horse looked like? Glue horse. Glue horse. There was a phrase, glue horse, where a horse became very skinny because they like didn't feed him right. He was old and sick. It was very sad. Teddy's looking like a little bit of the glue horse now. I mean, he's not eating as much. So I stuffed him because I know what he likes. He likes cheese, provolone. Don't call and say cheese isn't good for a dog. It's very good for him. He loves it. I baited the roast beef and the dog chips and the carrots with cheese. He ate the whole bowl. Looks better. Was laying in the sun. It's the way of all flesh. It's a short dance in the sun. That's all we all get. I know you don't want to hear it. It's depressing. It's all you get. It's a short dance in the sun. You're like a firefly. You think you're a human being, what you are, but to God, you're a firefly. Like, zip, you're born, and the next thing is the box. Bing. You think it's, like, filled with life and pictures and photographs and weddings and funerals and children and dental things and recitals and growth and this. And it isn't. It's a firefly, a short zip in the sky. I'm in a great mood. I got to tell you this. I'm not talking about Trump's war because I'm not ready to. And you're ready for the book, but I'm not ready for it yet. I'm warming up. I got the news this morning that it's selling off the charts on Amazon. So people in other... All I care about is that it gets distributed and that the same number of people who bought my last book buy this one within a 10% range. I'm not looking for it to be like off the charts great because it is the document that everyone's going to have in order to give it to the libs. Once you have Trump's war on your desk at work, get ready to wear body armor. Once you bring Trump's war to a gathering of friends, be sure to bring a bodyguard with you. Once you carry Trump's war with you on a municipal bus in New York City or San Francisco, get ready to have 3 bodyguards with you because the left is so tolerant and so loving. And they believe in freedom of the press. You know, they believe in the First Amendment, but they'll probably beat you up if they see you with my book. They're very tolerant people, the Nazi fascist brown shirts that they are. Vanessa, WDRC, what's your topic line 3? You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I oppose Trump and I oppose Kellyanne Conway, but I give her a pass on this, Dr. Savage, because she's brought up in this environment of the Fox News channel with the lovely ladies with the legs, and this is the environment that she's brought up in.
Hold on. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get a trifecta out of me. You did a good job so far, but I don't blame Fox News for her behavior.
I'm just putting her in context.
Wait, has any of the girls on Fox News, who admittedly, with the legs, every minute the shoe is shaking off the foot, you've heard me comment on that.
I have, but look at the show they have called Outnumbered at High Noon. It's called Outnumbered because they have 8 legs outnumbering the 2 men.
Well, could you imagine if Rachel Maddow wore a pair of shoes like that and a short skirt? You think her ratings would go up or down if she took off the dungarees?
they say about the children.
Why doesn't Rachel Mankow do the short skirt and high heels? Maybe her ratings would go up.
Well, she's a different kind of woman. She's like us. We're the ladies of the left, you see. We're led by lesbians.
Wait, what do you mean by us? You and me? I'm a lady of the left now?
No, not you and I, but myself and my ilk. The ladies of the left are a force for education of the youth. In other words, we...
Rachel Mankow is a lady of the left?
Oh, sure she is, and it's led by lesbians. Mary Bonato, this is the president of GLAD, G-L-A-D, Gay Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, out of Maine. She's the lawyer that gave you the queer marriage throughout the country.
Okay, but wait, does she wear short skirts and high heels? Is she like a lipstick L?
Mary never saw a skirt, never mind a short one. She's a pantsuit.
Well, at least I got you laughing. I got you going a little bit here. Thank God you got a good sense of humor. I don't mind a liberal who can laugh. There's hope for America if a liberal can chuckle over a bad joke.
Well, what about the book, Trump's War? I've got to read up on it because I'm opposed to Trump. We're fighting against Trump. See, Trump...
All right, so you want my book to find out how to fight him?
Well, certainly. It's just like a patent, a red...
All right, so I'll tell you what. I'll send you three copies of Trump's War, one for you, one for Rachel Mankow, and one for your illegitimate mother-in-law.
I'll get them to them personally, but this is a big war.
So you figure if you read my strategy for defeating you, you'll be able to defend yourself better?
Well, certainly.
Well, you're not getting the book. Forget about it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Can I give you some solid career advice, please? I know what I'm talking about. Dress for the job that you want, not the job you have. You got it? Look, whether you're dressing for work or dressing to go out, people notice the clothes you wear. It's why I own and wear Charles Tirrett. We all love quality clothes, but until now your options were brutal. It was either high quality, ridiculously overpriced shirts, or affordable, out-of-style shirts that wrinkle the minute you put them on. You know the type. CT shirts are the best shirts in my closet. They're British-styled, using the softest fabrics. They're the most exquisitely crafted, crease-free shirts I've ever worn. They're gorgeous. Tie, no tie, tucked, untucked. You're going to get compliments in a CT shirt. I guarantee it. Now, here's the deal I got for you. One CT shirt normally costs $100. But right now, I can get you three shirts for just $99. That's 60% off. And CT shirts come with free delivery, a six-month quality guarantee, and free returns. $99 for three great CT shirts. But please hurry. Go to ctshirts.com/savage. It's that easy. ctshirts.com/savage. You got it? ctshirts.com/savage. Now, here's some breaking news that I know is going to break your heart. Are you ready for this? Donald Trump is open to compromise tonight with immigration. He's open to an immigration compromise where he envisions a bill where those who have not committed any serious crimes could stay in the United States legally. You heard me. President Donald Trump, it was just announced, envisions compromise immigration legislation where those who are not in serious violation of laws or not violent criminals could stay in the U.S. legally, hold a job and pay taxes without having to worry about being deported. That's according to a senior administration official minutes ago. President Trump is eager to pass an immigration bill, the official said, and is thinking about adding the topic to his speech tonight before the joint session of Congress. In either case, an immigration bill remains a desire for his first term, and he wants compromise. The president believes that the nation is now in a position where it can pass immigration legislation with the need to have a softening on both sides. There's got to be a coming together. So, my friends, he's willing to compromise on immigration. Do you agree with Donald Trump's immigration position or not? Where a path to citizenship for those in the country illegally. Are you listening to me? Wow. Well, I don't know what this is going to be. Maybe this is just a rumored story. We'll have to wait and see what's going to make the far right and the far left happy or the far right and the far left go crazy. I want it to be good for everyone personally. And to just do a blanket deportation is insanity. It's not going to happen. Okay? What do you think about that? Do you agree or disagree with Trump's immigration position if it turns out to be so? Savage Nation, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Everyone. 13 years old, can you believe this? I mean, I'll add the tagline, yes, he died of drug overdose, but what an artist he was. And here we go. Now, with the big topic, it's already changed. The afternoon has changed. CNN is reporting it, which means it could be fake news. It's coming from two of the biggest fake newsmen in the business, Jake Woodpecker Tapper and Wolf Seltzer Blitzer. They're saying that Trump is open to a compromise bill on immigration. Now, it could be they're trying to undermine him, or it could be that he's understanding the big challenge that he has, which is deport the criminals and let the workers stay. What do you think? Now, I'm a realist. I don't live in a cloud of radio or in textbooks. I've been to factories. I've worked in factories. I'm a former factory worker. Yes, I am. Yes, I actually worked in a factory. If you can name another talk show host who actually worked on a production line in a factory, let me know who it was. I've worked in an ice cream factory in Long Island City, New York. The worst job of my entire life. At that time, it was all immigrants. I think they were mainly from Puerto Rico at the time. I happen to know the kid whose father owned the ice cream factory, so it was a summer job, and I loved it because it was cold in there, right? But, you know, if you ever work on a production line, and that production line's coming down, and you got to put X number of ice cream bars in a box forever, all day long. You go out of your mind trying to do it. And there was like a pit boss up there, a little Italian guy. If someone missed one bar in a box, he'd stop the line and go insane. The old days, screaming, calling them every name under the sun. What a moron they were, an idiot. You can't even put ice cream bars in a box. That's how he kept the production line going. It was like a crew on like a Phoenician galleon. All right, so it wasn't fun, but who does this work? Poor people who can't do anything else. Who through a lack of education, a lack of language, a lack of skills, but still want to make an honest living, they work in factories. Who is going to do this work? Tell me, the people from Crackville are going to come there and do it? The people who live in Cracktons in your neighborhood, they're going to go to work in an ice cream factory or pick the crops? Be realistic. Don't read me from a textbook from somebody, you know, oh, no, kick them all out. A, you can't do it. That's number one. It's mechanically impossible to remove all the illegal aliens. And it's not 11 million. It's 35 to 40 million. I said that to you. Stop with the big lie of 11 million. But first you have to clear the prisons of the illegal aliens who are here who have committed many felonies and got caught. Before you grant amnesty to anyone, if that's what you're going to do, you get rid of all of those in prisons who don't belong in the country to begin with. That's 27-28% of all prisoners are illegal aliens. You deport them. You get the buses running. One-way trip. So I'm asking you what you think. Yes, I'll refer to my own Bible, Trump's War. So in my chapter 4, Trump's War for Our Borders, there are some subheads. The New World War, ancient mass population changes, build the wall, the dream is over, disease imports still on the rise, how about sanctuary for U.S. citizens, etc. But now we have a report, as I just said, coming out that it's going to be a compromise bill. And the official, so-called, who will not be named, Trump envisions bill allowing many immigrants to stay in U.S., says Jake Tapper Wolflitz. And now you know they're unreliable liars. They're two of the biggest liars in the history of the news business. So whether they're doing it just to throw some dirt at Trump before, who knows? But it's an interesting discussion, because I'm on record in the past and right now saying the same thing. I've been in factories. I want to know who's going to work in a factory if you throw them all out. Let's say you purists out there, those of you who hate Donald Trump, those of you who defy Donald Trump, those of you who ridicule Donald Trump, those of you who called everyone who liked Donald Trump a Trumpster, Trumpeteer, Trumpette for a year straight till you saw he was winning, then turned 180 and made believe you were biggest, you know, bootlickers. You, I'm talking to you. Okay. So he would deport those who are violent criminals. The rest could stay in the U.S. legally, hold a job and pay taxes, without having to worry about being deported. What's wrong with that idea? Now, purists are going to say one thing, and realists are going to say another. WABC, Jacob, go ahead. You've got 30 seconds to make your point on the Savage Nation. What's your position on immigration?
Yeah, I'm an extremely conservative person and very anti-illegal immigration. And I think, look, it's not going to happen practically that you're going to go round up millions and millions of good citizens. And not good citizens, but good people who haven't really done any crime, and it's going to be too gut-wrenching. You can't, you know, one after the other to round them up and take families away.
Right. Can you imagine the pictures in the news of ICE agents kicking in doors around America, dragging people out with their children crying?
I've got a colleague who's also a conservative guy, and he told me he had a Mexican neighbor who he was, you know, good friends with, and he said someone reported them to the INS, and they came in and they took them away, and he said it was just the most gut-wrenching thing. You're not going to be able to do this from a public relations point of view. You know, you got to.
Let me clarify that statement. The illegals who are currently being deported, and there are quite a few, are here illegally, and they've committed crimes, and there are warrants for their deportation. They've committed some kind of crime. They may look like nice fathers, but they've committed crimes, not just immigration crimes. And they're being deported because there are writs for their deportation.
But that's what it's going to look like, though, to people. That's what it's going to look like.
Well, of course. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi will get up there with a violin about how evil Trump is and the evil of Republicans. So this is a tough situation. And no one's going to like the solution to this problem, because even if he grants amnesty to most illegals who are here working but deports the criminals, the lying Pelosi's of the world will say that he's deporting nice, innocent, illegal immigrants for their race. They'll make it into a racial thing. He's not going to win no matter what he does. If he gets more hardline or more compromised, he's not going to win either way. You know that.
Yeah, but if everybody sees that he's deporting the bad guys, you know, and we stop the bleeding by closing off the border, you know, that's the best he can do. He's not going to be able to send everybody out like that. Just not practical. People that think.
And I'd like to know who's going to do the jobs if the illegals are deported, which will never happen. Who's going to do the jobs?
So the people that are here will not. The crack people will not. They won't. I've tried it. I tried hiring, you know, a guy like that. They won't. They go, you know, they can't do it. They can't work hard. They can't.
No, what? Do you own a business, Jacob? What kind of business?
What? I'm sorry?
You said you own a business?
I work for a company.
What do you mean you try to hire people from Crackton?
For what kind
of work from Cracktown?
Do the work. They're not hard workers, and you know they just
We're not talking about a particular race here. We're talking about people in America of any race who are lazy bums, who are drug addicts, who are on welfare. They're not going to work.
No race in particular. No.
All right, Jacob. Thank you for that call. Colleen, on another topic of the woman spreading. There's a frame man spreading, isn't there, which is very popular. Well. I'm sorry, we're talking about the topic. It's the Kellyanne Conway embarrassment, the latest one. Go look at the Drudge Report. I mean, I'm driving. I don't have a picture of it to show you. KSFO, Colleen, what do you think about this picture of her with the legs?
With
displayed legs on the couch in front of the black college leaders.
Yeah, I've been incensed about it all day, Dr. Savage. Since I checked Drudge this morning, I've just been absolutely out of my mind. And I think that this ties in, actually, with your topic of culture wars, because she shows such a disrespect for the people in the room for which she needs to be fired, but she also shows disrespect for norms and traditions. not to mention herself, but that's her problem. But I just believe that she needs to be fired, and tying it to the...
I do, too, and I'm not saying it because I have an animus towards her. I hear she's a fine person, a wonderful mother, but there is deranged behavior being shown, Colleen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something wrong, and it's nothing against her upbringing. Maybe she rebelled, but there's just something wrong.
There's something wrong. Does it make the president look good or bad?
It makes it, if he doesn't fire her, it makes him look terrible. Right,
let's turn it around. There's a liberal president, a liberal male president, and he has an aide really high up who is seen at funerals flipping her hair, running in front of the camera, upstaging everyone, upstaging the president, and he puts up with it. Now then she disappears for a little while. Then she's seen again in weird costumes. Then she shows up in $5,000 dresses and says to people who criticize her, "You don't like it? Go get your spandex and go to a trailer park." Now, what would the conservatives say to that behavior unto itself?
I hope that they would be incensed.
All right. So I'm a guy who's very fair. I'm a fair-minded basher. I bash people left, right, and center. That's my job. I am a critic. I'm a social critic. That's what a commentator is. And if I'm not a good critic, I wouldn't be in business. Now, I'm telling you this. Something's wrong with her. That's my estimation.
Yeah, I don't think that it was because she was trying to be comfortable in a room full of black men, like the caller said earlier. I think you don't go to a dinner party in sweats, and it's because you're showing respect for the host and for the other guests. It has nothing to do with...
Well, let's put aside that it was all black gentlemen in the Oval Office. Let's put that aside. Let's put aside who was there. It could have been school children. It could have been women.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a chief aide to the president with her legs behind her, underneath her body, sitting on a couch with her heels dug into the sofa fabric. I'm sorry, her legs are a little askew. And she's staring like with a like an iPhone, like a child. What's wrong with her?
You just don't sit like that. Even if she didn't have her shoes on poking into the fabric, I saw that afterwards. But when I just first saw that picture of her on the couch, I was horrified.
I'm sorry. This has to stop. This has to stop. Now, maybe I shouldn't say any of this, but I'm not like, you know, because she's working for Trump, I'm supposed to support her. I'm sorry. This has gone on too long.
Yeah.
Colleen, would you like a copy of the Bible of the Savage Nation and of Donald Trump's war?
I would love it. I have lots of people I want to show it to.
Do you have the guts to bring it with you to work and to social gathering?
Everywhere. I wore my Trump shirt everywhere. During
All right. You're getting a copy of Trump's War. It's already doing very, very well. I know it's going to do as well as my last book. And frankly, that's all I care about. If my core audience buys it, that's fine. That's all I care about. Then we'll have an army out there to help Trump in his war against the radical left. Now, I have an email from a female listener who says, "I looked at the photo. She must have been under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or perhaps just extremely something, feeling a need for, let us say, attention. No one, male or female, should sit like that in a professional setting, even if wearing pants." And she was not wearing pants. That skirt was hiked. And I'm sorry. I'm appalled by it. Now, I understand many of you are true believers. No matter what is done by anyone in the Trump camp, you're going to say I'm wrong for criticizing it. You're wrong. That's all. Okay, now let's get back to the more important question of Trump's position on immigration. You agree with it or disagree with it? I got callers lined up around the block from here to the Dakota Pipeline. And by the way, speaking of the Dakota Pipeline, before I take the break, you're not going to believe this. I got to show you the story. Wait a minute. I saw it this morning. You won't believe it. I'm just... big speech to Congress. It's lost in the pack, mixed in with the shrimp and the sauce and the dog food on it. Good thing there's no camera on me in here. It's not here anymore. You want to hear it? First of all, they left a pile of human waste and trash. The Dakota Pipeline, all the sacred with the Indians at the feathers, and all the liberals from Chicago. They were doing a corn dance there over the pipeline. They weren't there for the pipeline. They were there for the crack pipe. They weren't there for the pipeline. They weren't there for the crack pipe. Sacred. Every land is sacred. How come there's no sacred land to an American? Everything that an Indian has is sacred. Like it was wasteland yesterday, but if you want to pipe through it, it's suddenly sacred land of our ancestors. That's number one. So you get the hippies out there, the commies who have nothing to do. They left a pile of human waste that took days to clean up, but it gets worse. Are you ready for this? They abandoned dogs in the snow and ice that are starving to death and dying. There's your sacred, peaceful, loving liberals, okay? All right, I'll be back to talk about Donald Trump's immigration compromise when I return right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Schmaltz on your mental bagel. It is sad, very touching. It really is. My moods are all over the map today. But because it's that speech tonight, I'm going to listen. They don't let him talk. That's the thing I don't like about these speeches. Obama, all he did was open his mouth. The clapping went on. They didn't stop. And he walked down the aisle. You thought that the second coming had occurred. Oh, I can't wait to see tonight the hatred coming out of the loving liberals. Nancy Pelosi will have the papal foot washing station. Schumer will have the official, I can't say it, it's a family show. I can't say it's not right to say, but terrible thing. They're going to really treat him badly. Then the Republicans clap, the Democrats turn their back. But you can't listen to the speech, at least with the English in England, when they have a debate, you know, the parliament, they have literate statements. They give a literate statement and an illiterate response, a literate statement. A lot of good it did in illiteracy. They turn into Londonistan, all illiteracy. I'd rather not have literacy. I'd rather have some muscularity instead of literacy. A lot of good literacy did England. Look at them with their fine linen underwear there. The country's been taken over. The same in Sweden, all their literacy and their art. Look what's happened to Sweden. The descendants of Vikings, look what that country's become. Where are the men of Sweden? In prison. They've all been imprisoned by the liberal... Can't say it. It's a family show. All the men of Sweden are in prison. And that's why Malmo, the police can't even go into the city. Do you agree with Trump's immigration position? Don't know. I have to hear it tonight from him before I comment. Because the truth is, if it's coming out of fake newsmen like Wolf Blitzer and Jake the Liar Tapper, who a woodpecker is more to be believed than Jake Tapper, I'd rather listen to the tapping of a woodpecker to get the truth than Jake Tapper himself. If you listen to, you ever heard of a woodpecker tap a tree? It's like a code, like a code from nature. They're like signaling something. Like you think they're just tapping for insects. They're probably looking for a mate. Everything in the natural world is either food or mating. Very different than the average American male. Either after food or mating. That's really different in man. When you think about it, every animal, you ever bird, they're tweeting. What is he looking for? A girlfriend. Sits in a tree, it's heartbreaking. Tweeting, 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 and no one shows up. The guy gets a heart attack and falls out of the tree from tweeting so long.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, let's be clear, you know, I can goof around pretty good, but at the end of the day, this is a big speech tonight. President Trump is going to speak to a joint session of Congress. He's going to present his agenda on how the administration and Congress can work together. Yeah, good luck. To achieve many of his campaign promises. He wants compromise. He's going to deal with immigration. He wants compromise there. Obamacare, budget, taxes, education. Tax reform. Education reform. Defense. Defense spending. Budget readiness. Missiles. He wants to upgrade our nuclear arsenal. Russia, that's going to come up. China, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea, Latin America. That's a big plate. And we're all going to be watching it. The thing is this. We don't know what he's going to say. Now, they're leaking CNN, which is fake news, as you know. It's always been fake news. I mean, you've called it the Communist News Network. I called it the Crescent News Network beginning 10 years ago because they're slant towards radical Islam. They're soft on terrorism. You know that. That's how liberals are. Real hard guys when it comes to Republicans, and soft as melted butter in the summer when it comes to radical Islam. They're already reporting he's going to compromise on immigration and grant amnesty to illegals who are here working and deport the hardcore criminals. Let's see what he actually says. But I asked you where you stand on immigration because I told you where I am. And I've taken a lot of heat for it because people really don't want to hear reality. They want to stick to what sounds good, like, yeah, kick them all out. I'm a hardcore Republican conservative, the real kind. I want every Mexican and I want every Nicaraguan and every El Salvadoran out of this country. I'm a tough guy on the radio. Okay? I mean, that's what you want to hear? That's stupid. That's not how it is. First of all, it's stupid, number one. It's inhumane, number two. And the country will collapse, number three. It's as simple as that. And that comes from a man who's an immigrant son who knows who does the work and knows there's no one else who's going to do the work. Don't tell me the college kids are going to do those jobs. They're not going to do the jobs. Factory owner on KSFO, Matt, line 8. Go ahead. Where do you stand on the immigration thing?
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. In the early 2000s, I had the pleasure of being a foreman over at a plywood facility. And I had a crew of about 60 people, and 50 of them were of Hispanic descent from Mexico and Honduras and Nicaragua. And then I had about 10 white people from Springfield that were working there. And I had the biggest problem with the white people. They just wouldn't do the work. And I came to realize it was just a microcosm of what, you know, is wrong with America right now. There was I had one 18-year-old guy who came in fresh out of high school, hard worker, and I tried to put him to work, and I come to find out the guy couldn't even read. I couldn't keep him on board. It was terrible. And my lead, he was from Mexico, and he crossed over to the border, and, you know, it was just kind of one of those things that was there. But they were the hardest workers that I ever had the pleasure of working with.
Everybody knows that for a fact. Anyone with eyes and ears knows how hard the illegal immigrants, so-called, from south of the border work. We're talking about those who work. However, there is a silent part of the story which I must point out, as I do in Trump's war for our borders. Any of us are not concerned with the hardworking workers that we see in the restaurants, in the fields, on construction sites. What about the wife who stays home and has many children and is living very, very much on the social welfare system? What about them?
No, there's the, you know, the baby factories that go out to get all the benefits they possibly can.
All right. So in other words, if Trump is going to go soft on this illegal immigration thing, he's got to go hard on the welfare reform. And that's the thing, is unless you do one, you can't do the other. You have to crack down on welfare for illegal aliens, cut it off completely. And then, you know, the rest of the story is the rest of the story. Now, once again, I have to say the world is at war, as I write in Trump's War. Europe is again bathed in blood, thanks to the radical Islamic terrorism that found little resistance under Barack Hussein Obama here in America. He kept right on releasing drug dealers from prison, flooding America with illegal immigrants, inviting in across our southern border, and planting seedbeds of mayhem all over our nation with his insane refugee program. And, of course, Obama commuted the sentence of that all-around rat, Chelsea Manning, who was an Army intelligence officer convicted of stealing and disseminating 750,000 pages of documents and leaking them to WikiLeaks. Forget that this put our own military and intelligence personnel at risk. She had attempted suicide because she was a transgender woman incarcerated in a male military prison, so Obama commuted her sentence. Can you believe this? Meanwhile, the psychotic, blood-crazed madwoman, Angela Merkel, is invading her own nation with murderers, rapists, and thieves. She is a reverse Hitler, I write. Hitler invaded neighboring countries to ethnically cleanse them and impose German culture upon them. Merkel is invading her own country with hordes of Muslims from countries replete with radical Islamic terrorism to ethnically alter her own country, destroy German culture, and replace it with chaos. And I go from there into what's going on in this country and the danger that we face in Western civilization. And that is why tonight's speech is so important. Again, Trump may be the savior of the Western world. I know those sound like grandiose words, but I said it to myself last night over dinner. I said that he could be the Constantinople of the West. Now, the person I was having dinner with actually knew who Constantinople was. If you understand what I'm saying to you, Constantinople was a Christian who tried to stop the Muslim invasion of Turkey. He lost, by the way, and that's why there was a song, Istanbul was Constantinople, back in the old days. But there's a meaning to that song. Istanbul was Constantinople. It was a center of Christian enlightenment. And then, of course, the rest is history. The Islamic hordes invaded and set the stage for what occurred. The massacre of Christians, the massacre of Jews, the mass exodus of the survivors. Ask the Greeks what happened when the Ottoman Turks took over Greece. Any Greek listening to this show who has even a scintilla of an education knows what happened when the Ottoman Turks invaded Greece and occupied it. They were killing the Christians in Greece like flies. They were setting churches on fire after locking the congregants into the church. This went on, okay? You're not being taught this at Harvard. You don't read about this on Facebook, but it's a historical fact. Is it happening now? Of course it's happening now. Churches are ablaze in the Sinai right now. Christians are being targeted and slaughtered in the Sinai right now. But you don't hear that from Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer. That's why we call them fake news. They only give you one side of the story. I give you the whole side of the story. It's all in Trump's war. I'm trying to help you understand the big picture, the big battle, the big fight, and frankly, what role you can play in it. Let's go to all the callers on the show right now, which is on the illegal immigration, on the issue of Kellyanne Conway with the leg job in front of the visitors into the Oval Office. It's a big story. It's not going to go away. It's going to be splashed by tomorrow morning on every newspaper in America. I'm sorry. This is too much already. It's too much. Jimmy on WFNC Radio, Line 4, fire away. What's on your mind?
Yeah, no, I agree with your opinions about Kelly Conway, but, you know, it looks like a stupid photo to begin with. I'm not defending her by any means. I think that behavior is unacceptable.
Have you seen the picture of her on the couch?
Yeah, I did. It looks like a kid. I thought it was a kid. But the whole
right. If you take away the head and shrink the body, it's like a 7 or 8 year old girl playing with her iPhone.
Right, exactly right. And then this immigration.
But even if a 7 year old girl in a dress sat like that in front of gentlemen, in a house, let alone in the Oval Office. The mother would say, honey, you can't sit like that. You have to cross your legs. Come on, I'm being blunt here.
I agree with you 100%.
How does she not know what she's doing? Explain to me how she didn't know it. She's that unconscious of herself?
No, she just thinks she's, like you said, a little full of herself. But going back to the immigration, and I think it's smart, if he is going to try to create some kind of level of amnesty, and I've been saying this since he got elected, if you're going to do that, make them pay a little more to become citizen and give them a time frame. If they don't meet it, throw them out.
Because what about welfare? They've got to be cut off all social benefits.
You've got citizens who've worked here, who's got generations, and where I'm at in the Carolinas, you know, in the rural areas, that are barely making it with their Social Security. They can't get any extra help because the system's getting drained.
That's right. That's what you talk about draining the swamp. The illegals are draining the treasury. What? You know that almost every illegal woman in this country with children has a man living in the house, only they don't report it, because if they report it, they won't get as many benefits as they get as a single mother with children. Did you know that?
Yep. And
I'm a former social worker. I worked for the New York City Department of Welfare back in the late 60s. I saw it going on then. I was a young college graduate who was making less money than they were. They had better furniture in the welfare apartments than I had when I went home to my little apartment in Queens. I couldn't afford furniture. They were buying them the furniture with public funds in New York. So there's nothing new under the sun. It's just gotten worse, that's all.
Well, the one thing I want to say...
Jimmy, I'm going to send you a copy of Trump's War, that's all. What do you have to say about this subject? Javier, WABC Line 9. Javier, what's on your mind? What's your topic?
How's it going, Dr. Savage? My topic is this whole immigration business. I'm a Cuban-American immigrant myself. Came here when I was 4 years old in 1980 to Mariel Harbor, as you might well know. And I'm
I've seen Scarface. I know it well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I came on a shrimping boat with 350 people. My immediate
Jeez.
Now, the whole thing with the amnesty, I think this has been a race to see who gets to the immigrants first, to see it's a bit of a power grab almost, to see who are they going to align with once they, whether... Who grants them amnesty? Is it going to be the Democrats? Is it going to be a Republican?
Okay, that's very, very smart, very clear thinking. Why is it that so many Cubans, especially of your generation, and especially your parents' generation, are hardcore conservative Republicans? Tell me why. Why? Because they saw what left-wing activism does. It leads to the Castro police state.
Well, they are pigs, and I actually had this conversation with a friend of mine at a dinner party this weekend. I said to him, listen... He says, why are you a Republican? As if being a Hispanic...
Right, because you're a Hispanic, you're supposed to hate Republicans. I get it.
Right, and I said, first of all, we all grew up in a conservative family. I align with the conservative ideals of the Republican Party. And as far as Cuban history goes, 1962, Bay of Pigs. If Kennedy doesn't botch that up, maybe you won't get to know me because I would have been living a regular life in Cuba under a different regime.
Right, but what you really should be saying is because we know where left-wing politics leads. It leads to fanaticism. It leads to Fidel Castro. It leads to communism. It leads to a police state. It leads to the most horrendous life you could imagine living under a dictatorship. That is why the Cuban Americans who came over in the Mariel Boatlift were hardcore conservatives. It's not because they love conservatives and Republicans. It's because they hated communists.
And the left looks so much like what I left behind. And that's where they
right.
take this.
And Obama was the Ho Chi Minh of American politics. If Hillary had won, I can guarantee you after a few short years, we'd be living in a dictatorship in this country. As bad as it was under him, it would have been 10 times worse. So we ought to thank God that Donald Trump won, because he is the last chance that we have to save this republic. Javier, thanks for calling me from WABC. I'm sending you the Bible of the Trump administration. I'm calling it that. I wrote it. It's called Trump's War. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, Dr. Michael Savage back with you. Let's talk for a moment about blood flow, just for a minute. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as we get older. There's a natural way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body, which convert into nitric oxide. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works 3 times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. You see, it's all about blood flow. I happen to take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes. So call 800-481-0504. Write it down. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeets.com. That's SavageLovesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order. It is backed by a money-back guarantee. You're also going to get a free book called Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. And listen, you love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. Okay? 800-481-0504.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bet those bags and puffiness under your eyes are still not going away, so many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. Well, so Genucel is back with a great discount. Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides targeting puffiness and bags under the eye. But, you know, something new is waiting for you. When you order Genucel today, something new, a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. You heard me. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder. And for results in 12 hours or less, you'll get Genucel immediate effects as a second gift, a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you could indulge in a 2-month supply of 3 amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that really don't work. Call 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891, or go to Genucel.com now. Order Genucel now, and you'll get 2 free gifts and a $50 instant coupon while supplies last. Write it down, 800-SKIN-891, or go to Genucel.com now. Again, 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891. Now let's go back to the news of the day. New York Post is saying or asking, was Kellyanne Conway raised in a barn? She is seen kneeling on an Oval Office couch with her shoes on, and let us say, an unladylike posture. Let's put it that way. If it was a liberal, what would you be saying? Let's say there was a liberal president and this behavior was seen. You'd say everything under the sun. You'd scream this. You'd say she was raised in a barn. It just shows you there's no social values. It shows you what those liberals do. So forgive me. I mean, I see it for what it is. Again, I hear she's a wonderful person and a great mother, and I do. Everyone likes her. They have nothing but good things to say about it. But, you know, Marshall McLuhan wrote, back in the 60s, the medium is the message. This one picture says it all, and I'm sorry, enough is enough. After the hair flipping, the inappropriate gesturing, the running in front of the cameras at funerals, at events, at judicial appointments, she was sort of backburned for a while because she was looking and acting bizarre. Now all of a sudden, bingo, she comes up again. A group of distinguished African-American college presidents are there with the president in the Oval Office, and there she's seen with the legs behind herself, with the heels dug into the sofa. Sorry. And behind her in the picture is good old Reince Priebus, looking appalled. As he's looking away, I don't know what he's thinking. Like, can someone? If you look at the picture of him looking away, it looks like he's saying, can someone please come out with a butterfly net? Can someone come out and please take her out? I mean, please remove her from the room. Please, I don't know what to do with her. No one knows what to do with her. No one knows who she is, how she got here, why she's here, why she's sitting like that. Can't someone say something? If you do, they'll call it sexual harassment. Honey, well, think about the position that they're in. If a guy were to go up and whisper and say, honey, can you please not sit like that, he'd get fired for sexual harassment. I want you to think about the world we live in. If a man goes up to her and says, can you please not sit like that, he's sued. That's considered harassment. So what is he supposed to do? He's like looking like he's calling for a dog catcher. Looking askance, poor Reince. I'm sorry, not good. And the shoes on the cat, let's put aside the splayed legs. Let's put aside the splayed legs. The shoes are digging into the sofa in the Oval Office. It's unheard of. It's like vandalism. It's like scratching a painting with fingernails.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's getting near dawn. When night grows the tired eye, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my own surprise.
Perhaps this representing American people could be cause for impeachment. If so, there's plenty of grounds right now with the current president. But that isn't the case. That doesn't mean nobody's listening to cases that are being made in a very scientific, methodical way as to whether there are grounds for impeachment. But the fact is that we're trying to unite the country. Many of the president's supporters are just not ready to accept the fact that that their judgment might not have been so great in voting for him. And by the time the case is made, perhaps they'll be ready to accept that. It's very hard, impeachment.
Now, this is so rich that it'll take Ripley's Believe It or Not to figure this one out. She's trying to unite the country by talking about impeachment, even though she says there are no grounds for impeachment. And then she says that the president's supporters are not ready to accept the fact that their judgment might not have been so great in voting for him. Look who's talking. Unbelievable to me. Anyway, here we are. Here's your federal government at work. From the Free Beacon, feds spend almost $400,000 to study transgender Ugandans. I'm not making this up. That's why I told the president he can save billions of dollars by putting someone in there to stop this nonsense. The National Institutes of Health is spending nearly $400,000 studying trans women in Uganda. Okay, forget about it. Insanity. This is sick. Do you know what this really is? Do you know how this works? These people in the universities want to go visit Uganda to hang out with, let us say, their cohorts. So they come up with a fake study. They send it over to the NIH, where they have fake friends in the fake NIH, who then rubber stamp the grant, and then they all go to Uganda together and have a party. That's what you get out of this deal. Then they couch it in HIV AIDS. HIV AIDS is a major contributor to morbidity and mortality in Uganda, according to the grant for the study. Men who have sex with men bear a particularly high disease burden. No kidding. Really, only in Uganda? Disease burden. You hear this one? I mean, you got to read the jargon in science to understand how crazy this has become. Anyway, you get the picture. Here's another little story for you. Soros Finance Groups provided script for anti-Trump town halls. I told you, investigate all Soros-related groups. I did a whole show on it last Friday. It's all in Trump's war. Trump proposes cutting State Department budget by 37%. Well over, long overdue. Now, here's a shocking story. Record-breaking auction for the Obama's book deal tops $60 million. I cannot believe what I'm looking at. I'm an author. I make good money at it. This is shocking. The two Obamas are writing separate books but selling the rights jointly. Several publishers, including Penguin Random House, which published Obama's previous three books, and HarperCollins, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, have expressed interest in the most hotly anticipated publishing deal of the year. Simon & Schuster, which is owned by CBS and Macmillan, is also in the mix for the joint deal. Winning bid expected imminently, $60 million. So they have a great literary agent. This guy can get big money out of anybody. But look, I don't know, maybe it'll bring... You know, you think about it, he's got a big following around the world. He's big in the third world. He's big in the fake world here in America. People who think he was a great president because of the fake news people who never showed you what he was actually doing, created a number. Okay, give me one example. I'll give you one example, rather. What did he do that was so bad? Even according to the left, he created the greatest police surveillance state in the history of the world, far exceeding that of Eastern Germany under the communists. That's a great president for you? But you didn't hear about it from the Woodpecker, nor from Seltzer. No, Seltzer and Woodpecker didn't tell you about that. So that's the beginning of Hour 3. The phone number is 855. Don't call it because you can't get in. WABC, Ronald, Line 2, 30 seconds or less. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind? Which topic?
How you doing, sir? Good afternoon, Mr. Savage. I just want to say I partially agree with you on the immigration thing. However, many people, us as citizens, are illegally hiring these illegals. We should be fined more. Also, the money that these people make, they tend to send it overseas to their families. We should tax that more. That way...
Well, I have called for putting a tax on every Western Union remittance to, let us say, any country that's not in America, like Mexico, for example. The last I checked, there was over $58 billion a year was being wired to Mexicans in Mexico by American people, people working in America. So therefore, that's untaxed money going overseas. If they taxed every Western Union wire transfer by 20%, there'd be a lot of money towards the wall, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Definitely would be.
All right, I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. Thanks for joining the program. Stay on the line. What do you want to talk about? KSFO, Becky, Line 9, what's your topic?
Hey, Dr. Savage, I'm a huge fan. I think you're truly a godsend. I was going to say, I think they're going to come back with an argument for Kellyanne saying that she was trying to get a better angle on the photo. However, she's got...
Wait a minute. You're telling me a woman in the Oval Office couldn't get a better angle by, let us say, sitting on the couch instead of squatting on the couch with her legs askew?
That's the argument they're going to come back with.
Have you seen the picture, Becky, that the world is chatting about?
I absolutely have, Doc.
All right. Tell me as a woman what you see. I'm not going to say a word.
It's disgusting. She's kneeling on the couch with her legs spread apart.
Okay.
Heels are dug into the couch in the Oval Office. It's horrifying.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying. I'm sorry, there's something wrong with that picture, Becky.
Dr. Savage, she wears her sunglasses on her head in the press conferences. She has zero class.
No kidding. Why do you think I called a barfly and got criticized for it?
You know, I think she still believes she's the blueberry princess from when she was 16 years old in New Jersey.
Oh, my God. No, it's pretty sad. There's a disconnect between her and reality.
Something is wrong.
Do you remember during the funeral for the fallen SEAL? How giddy and excited she looked running around in front of... You know, the people were sitting there at the funeral, and there was the casket. She was running around in front of the casket, sort of bent over like, you know, an excited before a high school play, you know, before the play starts. It's like she thought it was about her.
Yep.
Why do you think I'm a godsend?
Because you have opened my eyes to so many things. I'm a U.S. veteran. I served 17 years in the Air Force.
Wow.
And I don't believe that maybe I served under a few presidents. And I guess I served proudly under everybody. I never really had to pay my...
All right, I'll tell you what, Becky, I love that you love me. Obviously, we all love compliments. I'm going to send you a copy of Trump's War, of course, because I'm giving them out right now until publication March 14th. But in Trump's War, there's a chapter called Trump's War to Restore the Military. Just three captions. One, restoring the purged officers. Treat our battle injured, not sexually confused. Restore qualification standards in the military. Restructure military spending. Trump is already doing the last one, by the way. Don't think it's not having an impact. It's common sense. That's why it's working. It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-2282. 855-407-SAVAGE. WBMQ in Georgia. Greg, line 4, what's your solution to the alleged compromise that Donald Trump is going to announce tonight during his State of the Union speech?
Yes, hey, Dr. Savage. Yeah, I was just asking, really, considering, what about the whole green card program? They used to do it for workers that come in. You knew where they were. You knew what they were doing, and you could watch them come and go. I don't know why you can't apply that to other trades, painters, plumbers. You know, just let them know where you're at, who you're working for, and every year or two, make them document if they've changed their address or who they work for. And if they lie on any of that stuff, send them back. If they get caught in a crime, that you get sent back. But this way they'd be paying taxes. So I'm not sure, you know, because we do need them. And I've been in the construction business and the supply business, so I've been around a lot of these guys for a while. But there's a way to document them and not use amnesty. To me, when you say amnesty, that's citizenship, and I don't agree with that. So I would leave that word totally off the table.
All right, so you agree that they should be given work permits but not citizenship. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Document them as workers here, what they're doing, how long they're going to stay every year or two. You document that they're still here and that they need to be here still. But then you know who they are, where they are, who they're working for, have them pay taxes. And then along with that, I would go through and it'd be worth the money to put some extra people on Social Security numbers and the welfare roll and go through all those numbers and people and clear that out too, you know.
Well, here's my problem with the whole subject. If you grant them amnesty, it's going to be the end of the Republican Party for the next 100 years. Because of the demographics, they're going to all vote Democrat. There's no question about it. It's just the way of the world. So there's an argument to be made in the opposite. However, it's practically impossible to deport 40 million people. You know that, and I know that, Greg.
Right, sir. And I wouldn't even use amnesty. I would say some type of work program. I mean, they're here. I wouldn't say visas. That.
All right. Let us say Trump comes up with a compromise on immigration, and he works out something or other. At the same time, he's got to cut off all welfare benefits to all non-citizens forever and their families. Number two, and this is the most important part, Attorney General Jeff Sessions must, and I say must, crack down on states that have tried to block voter ID laws and make sure that there are hard voter ID laws in federal elections across the American landscape. Then we will have a fair vote in this country. Until we have voter ID laws in every state of the union, we're never going to have a fair election in this country, Greg. I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. Stay in the line. Michelle on WDRC Line 8. Did we get to you yet? What's your topic, please?
Kellyanne Conway and her posture, position on the couch. It's very unladylike. And as a woman, it disturbs me that she's in such a high power place, a powerful place, that, you know, it's a disrespect to the president.
Did you see the picture of her with the legs?
Oh, I did. That's something that a teenage kid would do at a party at their house.
Right. Let's say they were smoking dope or drunk. That's how they sit on a couch. But if a child did that, let's say a parent was having a party in their house, and their teenage daughter came out in a dress and sat on the couch with her legs under her askew, I don't want to keep saying it, and started to work on her iPhone, the mother would say, honey, you can't sit like that. You got to, you know, you can't sit like that. It's inappropriate. It's making me uncomfortable. Wouldn't she? Wouldn't the mother do that?
Exactly. I mean, my mother taught me the proper way to bend down to pick up something. You bend at the knee.
Please, ma'am, this is a family show.
Oh, I know. But you know what I'm saying. It's about manners and respect.
Why is she disconnected from reality? Well, how can a woman of such a high place make herself at home in the Oval Office, wearing her heels as Trump hosts leaders of black colleges? How can she do this?
I don't know. Maybe she just feels entitled to more. But what it is, I couldn't even answer that. It just doesn't seem right. It's just she needs to not be in the picture at all.
Like, yeah, I think it's time. She's got to go in the background. She's got to get out of the foreground. It's undermining President Trump's authority. Let's put it to you that way. It's sort of diminishing the dignity of the Oval Office.
That's exactly.
I don't want to go in, I don't want to go into any more details. This is a picture that's been seen around the world. And the inappropriate makeup, the inappropriate hairdo, the inappropriate dresses, now the inappropriate costumes. Something's wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, Michelle, Trump's war goes out to you. Look at the guys looking at her. Looks like they're actually enjoying the thing. When you look at it carefully, no wonder they're all smiling. I mean, if you look at the picture, no, they're not actually looking at her, but they're all smiling. I wonder, is there a mirror, a reflective mirror in the Oval Office? You could say they're all smiling because of her. I don't know, maybe she had a positive effect on the mood of the room. Maybe it's a way to win over people who come to visit the president and don't like him. Maybe she didn't see it the right way. Well, if that's the case, then he should have 3-4 women like that on the couch with their legs underneath them. Then I'd win over all the liberals. There you go. That's the whole thing, is you can win over all the liberals. Just have women sitting on the couch like this in the Oval Office. All the liberals will come to love you. She's liable to get an Academy Award yet after this one. All right, look, there's serious business out there and there's lightweight stuff. This is not lightweight. This is heavy. Not good. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, I've been watching Nancy's statements, and I think she's incompetent, actually. You know, if you look at what's going on with the Democrats and the party, it's getting smaller and smaller. You know, in a certain way, I hate to see it because I like a two-party system, and we're soon going to have a one-party system. I actually think a two-party system is healthy and good. But she's done a terrible job.
Absolutely. Her and Obama have moved most of the states to the right. If they keep up this radicalism and this hatred and this division, it's actually good for the Republic. That's the absolute truth. But getting back to the leak that President Trump is going to announce a compromise on immigration tonight in his great speech, people are really freaked out over it. Someone wrote this on my MichaelSavage.com website where you can make comments. Mr. Hanover says, if true, I must agree with President Trump for the first time. The, quote, road to citizenship begins by entering our country legally. It should not begin by committing a crime. And does this mean everybody can enter illegally? What about people who enter legally? To hell, to heck with them? Why bother entering legally if you grant them amnesty? What happened to we are a nation of law and order? I think that's a very true and clear position, but it's not a practical position. It's a legalistically correct position. But I want to ask those of you who take that position to answer this simple question. How can you deport 40 million people? It's not 11 million. It's 30 to 40 million. I want you to answer the question. Put aside who will do the work. How would you get rid of 40 million Americans? How would you get them out of the country? Tell me what you would do. I want you to envision the newspapers, the television every day. I want you to envision the international picture of this, of doors being broken in, people being pulled out of their apartments. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. You go to the prisons first. Sorry, you deport the 30% of illegals who are illegal aliens in prison can go very quietly. You have deportation hearings and buses. You start there. But I don't know if you understand that it's impossible to deport 40 million people. Legalistically, it's quite appealing to say you will. You can't do it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Daily Mail, millennial bowel cancer crisis. Young people are four times more likely to develop the disease than previous generations due to their terrible diets. I can talk a lot about that one. Grenade attack in Swedish suburb leaves one injured. That's, of course, in the Muslim suburb of Malmo. But don't tell that to the Democrats who say that there's no crime in Sweden. 73% of Bulgarians want to end Muslim immigration. You heard about Bulgar wheat, didn't you? It's nothing to do with this story, but I'm just trying to give you some idea where Bulgaria is. No one knows where Bulgaria is. It's like you say Bulgaria. They kind of know it's somewhere in Europe, but no one knows what Bulgaria is, who the Bulgarians are, why they ate Bulgar wheat. It's like Hungary. No one knows where Hungary is. You say Hungary, Hungarians. No one knows where that is. They're like all mixed up. Bulgaria, Hungary. No one knows. It's in that area, the Balkans, I guess. But 73% of them want to end Muslim immigration. I guess they're not that stupid. They're more sense than the Democrats. Meanwhile, we have a report that Russian diplomats keep dying unexpectedly. Oh, boy. Six of them since November. Not even going to touch that story. I really don't want to eat polonium prosciutto the next time I go to North Beach. DHS chief assures Virginia governor that only illegals and criminal enterprises will be deported. That's a good start. The DHS chief is assuring the Virginia governor, who is a left-wing commie, that only illegals and criminal enterprises will be deported. I think that's a good idea. I'll go on record and say it again. Shall I say it again? Any hard-working illegal alien who has a regular job should not be deported. I'm sorry. I know many of you say I'm not a purist. You want them all deported? That sounds good. It plays to the audiences out there. But you and I both know that the bums in America are not going to do the jobs that they're doing. You know, you're going to do the gardening? You're going to do the roofing? You're going to pick the vegetables? You're going to be the nanny? No, you're not going to be that. Now, of course, the real answer here is to cut welfare back by 50% immediately. If you do that, 50% of the illegals will leave the country because they won't have a free ride. And it'll make many Americans who are lazy and living on welfare look for something to do other than collect welfare checks and visit doctors for free. That's all. A Muslim was appointed chaplain over an army division. Is there anything wrong with this? How will the troops react? Let me read that again. A Muslim has been appointed a chaplain over an entire army division. What would that be? Who would do a thing like that? I was reading this morning that Trump has dining habits that are horrible, déclassé, which is that he was seen dining out in secret Saturday night at the BLT Prime Steakhouse in his new flagship property, the Trump Hotel in D.C. I can't wait to go there. And he ordered, as usual, a very well-done New York strip steak with a side of ketchup, according to the Independent Journal Review. Now, apparently, the snotty foodies were appalled. How could he turn an aged, grass-fed, $54 cut of beefsteak into a rawhide shoe with ketchup? And so, of course, all of the snotty people went crazy. But if you actually look at it, it makes sense to eat ketchup with steak. You should understand that ketchup is a very powerful condensed source of lycopene. And lycopene is a very powerful antioxidant. In fact, I know a man whose father lived to 98, and I asked him, to what do you think he owed his longevity? And without prompting, he said ketchup. He ate it on everything. I swear to God. Lycopene is a very powerful antioxidant. And secondly, other presidents had comfort foods that were equally weird. Barack Obama, what do you think he ate? Vegan? He loved Franz smoked salted caramels. Did you know that? You never saw a story about that. Barry Obama loved Franz smoked salted caramels. And never forget the First Lady. I mean, we're not talking about First Lady's dining habits because we don't know what they are. Except with Michelle, we know what they were. She was the queen of the fries by her own admission. She told the kids to eat vegan while she ate fries. Okay, go figure. George Bush ate cheeseburger pizza. Bill Clinton, jalapeno cheeseburgers. George H.W. Bush liked pork rinds with Tabasco. That's tasty. Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans. Richard Nixon loved cottage cheese with ketchup. Is that true? Cottage cheese with ketchup. Well, it's a balanced diet. If he put some chives on it, he'd have almost the three food groups right there. Harry Truman, who dropped two bombs on Japan, liked steak well done. Now, Trump has never been known to be a particularly healthy eater. Everyone knows that about them. During the campaign, he filled up on junk food, Domino's, KFC, and McDonald's. He was alleged to have enjoyed Big Macs served on silver trays on his private jet. I got to try that. Big Macs on a private jet. What's wrong with that idea? It's better than most airline food. Now, since being elected as president, Mr. Trump has reverted to his regular meat and potatoes regimen, occasionally a little piece of fish. So I don't think he gets 7 to 13 cups of vegetables every day. I don't either. Do you? His favorite snacks are Keebler Vienna Fingers and Lay's potato chips washed down with a Diet Coke. Well, it's better than being a rummy. He has no exercise. As you know, the bumbler George Bush stayed in great shape by mountain biking regularly. A lot of good it did him. He still couldn't finish a sentence without stumbling on it. Old Ronald Reagan chopped wood. And Obama was a workout junkie. Well, of course he was. A narcissist. What else would he be? Where else could he look at himself in eight mirrors? The most exercise that President Trump gets is on the golf course once a week. And most of the time he rides in a cart. In September, at a taping of a television show, President Trump apparently revealed that he weighs 236 pounds and stands 6'3", according to New York Daily News. But later it was reported that he was actually 267 pounds. So what? What's wrong with that? He's a very powerful man. I had dessert with him. He presents stronger, by the way, than you could imagine. He's a big guy. That's your problem, too? Maybe you could impeach him because he doesn't eat a vegan diet. There you go, Ellison. Maybe Nancy Pelosi could impeach him for that. She's ready for impeachment. Here's a good story that we could actually talk about. Nah. Here, Starbucks brand crashes after announcement of plan to hire 10,000 Muslim refugees. It's a good story, but I must tell you, I made a mistake. For some reason, I went to a Starbucks. I wasn't thinking about the boycott that I'm going to... There's one in the mall near me, and I was craving a sweet in the worst way. I never eat sweets. The last sweet I had was a week ago Saturday with Donald Trump when I had the ice cream and the chocolate sauce. Maybe it reignited my childhood desire for sweets. I don't eat sweets because it provokes migraines in me. Sucrose is a disaster. I was craving a sweet. It was 10:30 in the morning. Oh, I know what did it. I know what provoked it. I've been watching TV late at night, and I scanned through a movie with Daniel Craig, an early one of his movies, where he goes into a coffee shop in London and he orders a scone. It shows you the power of television. I saw Daniel Craig was in good shape eating a scone. I figured a sweet can't be so bad for me. So the next day I had to have a sweet. I was dying for one, even though I knew it would give me a headache, which it did. I walked into the Starbucks and I ordered a chocolate chip cookie. Big crime against humanity. I ate it so fast that it looked like I was committing a crime. If someone had seen me in that outdoor mall devouring that chocolate chip cookie, they would have thought I was like swallowing contraband before going through a TSA screener or before going to work for Obama before a drug test. But I did get a migraine later on in the day, the truth is. But that's the last dime I'm going to spend in Starbucks. Egypt's Christians flee Sinai amid Islamic State killing spree. You see, Barack Obama, your friends over there in the Middle East, well, I should say your enemies. We don't know what they are. But your Islamic State friends or enemies, your frenemies, are burning churches and killing Christians in the Sinai, and you did nothing about it. And the vermin of Hollywood, the drug-addicted, anti-American vermin in Hollywood, look who they chose to attack last night, America itself, wearing their stupid sneering ACLU badges. What a bunch of anti-American Stalinist vermin. I'm in one of my oldest studios. I have four or five different studios that I run around to like an immigrant. I have to go from one studio to the other like an illegal alien, depending upon what noise level there are or what broke down that day. So I'm in an old studio that I did 16 years of shows in. I love this place. We redid the whole house. And some of my artifacts include this old brass Bausch & Lomb microscope, something that you might have used in high school. Remember them? And it's got two, three lenses on it that you click, changes the intensity of the image. You know how close up, far, blah, blah, blah. And a little mirror to reflect the light. I used to love spending hours looking at microscopic slides as a kid. I loved it in high school. I loved it in college. I loved it in grad school. I haven't done it for years. So I looked at the microscope, and I was saying, you know, you look at something in a microscope. I'm not talking about an electronic scanning microscope. That's another world. I'm talking about this kind of microscope, even a better one of this type. You can easily confuse what you are seeing with reality, even though it's a microscope. In other words, you could look at something in a microscope and say, aha, look at what I'm seeing. And you're actually not seeing what you're not seeing what you think you are seeing. And it's the same with a lot what goes on in society and in politics. Many of us, I don't think myself, because I'm truthfully so focused on what I do and so capable of self-analyzing everything I think and challenging my own ideas the way Einstein did. I challenge my own ideas all the time. I don't know if you know that. Before I make a statement, I actually think about it. And before I've come to my conclusions, I've run the other side as well. But it's very easy to come to the conclusion that you know what you're seeing when you don't know what you're seeing. Look at the Hollywood idiots is what we're talking about. They invite a woman to give a speech for an Iranian filmmaker who couldn't come in. And in the speech, instead of thanking the Academy for the award, he attacks Donald Trump. And the audience goes wild, applauding this person for attacking not Trump, but America, calling this an inhumane nation. And this is at an award ceremony filled with a lot of gay people, a lot of Jews. Let's be clear. Let's stop lying to each other. Let's be clear. Let's stop being afraid to say the truth. Applauding all of the gay and Jewish victims of the Iranian regime by standing up and clapping. Do you see the insanity of what I'm talking about? So what does that have to do with a microscope? Well, either their lens is cloudy or they're looking at the wrong slide. That's all. So in Trump's war, I have a chapter entitled Trump's War to Restore the Military. I'm not going to read this to you. I'm not too happy with some of the appointees already. They're very soft on Islamic terrorism. They were a repeat of Bush all over again. And I don't know if we're going to win a war if we don't know who we're fighting. Let's be very clear, you know. So in Savage Solutions, I'm not going to read it to you. You can read it yourself. You'll get the book. Many of you will. And you'll see my solutions to Trump's war to restore the military. He did a good thing today. They announced the budget, and they're going to spend $52 billion more. Oh, no, the budget for the military is $52 billion. That's great. That is terrific. You say, well, why does he have to do that? Well, Obama depleted the military to the extent that half of our Navy fighters cannot fly. Did you know that? Obama so decimated the military that half of our aircraft carrier fighter squadrons are not operational. He destroyed them. An enemy couldn't have done more harm to the military than that sneaky golfer. If an outright enemy had come into this country and tried to take down the culture and the nation, he couldn't have done more harm to this country than did that sneak who's still working behind the scenes. Half of our Navy fighters cannot fly. That's giving you one gross example of what's going on. It's much worse than that. The biggest problem are the fake generals and the fake admirals who were put in by Obama. The Potemkin generals, I call them. They have to be purged out of the military. Any faker put in from captain and above needs to be purged out of the military. That's a big job. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
CNN is reporting it, which means it could be fake news. It's coming from two of the biggest fake newsmen in the business, Jake Woodpecker Tapper and Wolf Seltzer Blitzer. They're saying that Trump is open to a compromise bill on immigration. Now, it could be they're trying to undermine him. Or it could be that he's understanding the big challenge that he has, which is deport the criminals and let the workers stay. What do you think? Now, I'm a realist. I don't live in a cloud of radio or in textbooks. I've been to factories. I've worked in factories. I'm a former factory worker. Yes, I am. Yes, I actually worked in a factory. If you can name another talk show host who actually worked on a production line in a factory, let me know who it was. I've worked in an ice cream factory in Long Island City, New York. The worst job of my entire life. At that time, it was all immigrants. I think they were mainly from Puerto Rico at the time. I happen to know the kid whose father owned the ice cream factory, so it was a summer job, and I loved it because it was cold in there, right? But, you know, if you ever work on a production line, and that production line's coming down, and you got to put X number of ice cream bars in a box forever, all day long, you go out of your mind trying to do it. And there was like a pit boss up there, a little Italian guy. If someone missed one bar in a box, he'd stop the line and go insane. The old days, screaming, calling them every name under the sun. What a moron they were, an idiot. You can't even put ice cream bars in a box. That's how he kept the production line going. It was like a crew on like a Phoenician galleon. All right, so it wasn't fun, but who does this work? Poor people who can't do anything else. Who, through a lack of education, a lack of language, a lack of skills, but still want to make an honest living, they work in factories. Who is going to do this work? Tell me, the people from Crackville are going to come there and do it? The people who live in Cracktons in your neighborhood, they're going to go to work in an ice cream factory or pick the crops? Be realistic. Don't read me from a textbook from somebody, you know, oh, no, kick them all out. A, you can't do it. That's number one. It's mechanically impossible to remove all the illegal aliens. And it's not 11 million, it's 35 to 40 million. I said that to you. Stop with the big lie of 11 million. But first you have to clear the prisons of the illegal aliens who are here, who have committed many felonies and got caught. Before you grant amnesty to anyone, if that's what you're going to do, you get rid of all of those in prisons who don't belong in the country to begin with. That's 27, 28% of all prisoners are illegal aliens. You deport them. You get the buses running. One-way trip. So I'm asking you what you think. Yes, I'll refer to my own Bible, Trump's War. So in my chapter 4, Trump's War for Our Borders, there are some subheads. The New World War, ancient mass population changes, build a wall, the dream is over, disease imports still on the rise, how about sanctuary for U.S. citizens, etc. But now we have a report, as I just said, coming out that it's going to be a compromise bill. And the official, so-called, who will not be named, Trump envisions bill allowing many immigrants to stay in U.S., says Jake Tapper Wolflitz. And now you know they're unreliable liars. They're two of the biggest liars in the history of the news business. So whether they're doing it just to throw some dirt at Trump before, who knows? But it's an interesting discussion.
Savage.